To dig a little deeper into the primaries and the presidential race, we have also got Michelle Bernard. She heads the Independent Women's Forum, a conservative think tank based in Washington, D.C., plus Todd Shaw. He's an assistant professor of political science and African American studies at the University of South Carolina. Welcome, folks.
Good morning.
Michelle, let's start with Senator McCain's campaign. He just about got the Republican nomination on lock, but Mike Huckabee is giving him a run for his money among conservatives. Does this mean that McCain is going to face a really hard time with conservatives in the general election?
I think, you know, it's interesting. I think I read a few weeks ago Peggy Noonan described it as the slow-burning civil war within the Republican Party continues. And I think that that is what we are going to continue to see all the way through the general election in November. I think eventually you will see a large part of the Republican Party rally around John McCain. We're beginning to see that happen now, and it will continue slowly but surely. But there are people in the, you know, in the most conservative ranks within the Republican Party, particularly the talk radio show folks like Rush Limbaugh and Laura Ingraham, Ann Coulter, who really, really dislike John McCain. And I think that unless he is able to really have a sort of come to Jesus moment with the very conservative part of the Republican Party, this is going to be very difficult for him. I mean, the big question within the Republican Party is who is going to be the standard bearer of the party after George Bush leaves the party. And a lot of people do not feel that John McCain is the right man. But on the other hand, do you want to live out in the wilderness and, you know, and risk losing the White House and having a Democrat in the White House rather than than a Republican simply because you feel that John McCain does not stand by all conservative values?
Todd, let's turn to the Democrats for a second. Hillary Clinton has had some shakeups in her campaign office, and yesterday her deputy campaign manager, Mike Henry, stepped down, and she also lost Patty Doyle, her chief campaign manager. Is this just a question, you know, when you have Michelle talking about who's going to carry the torch, is this a question of who's going to carry the mantle for the Democrats and a real fundamental question of whether, you know, more experience and more time in Washington is going to be what Democratic voters want?
Well, Fry, what you're beginning to see in these polls is a way in which the experience question is being trumped more by the change question. I've been watching some of them recently, and they've indicated that voters are now being really pulled into this change message. And so literally Clinton is having to change within her own infrastructure her campaign infrastructure to make some changes that are key, particularly to attract donors and to indicate that she really is quite serious about gaining ground again.
Speaking of change, there's a lot of first-time voters coming out. You heard from NPR's Ron Elving that Barack Obama seems to be the person who's really attracting first-time voters. I'm going to start with you, Michelle. Do you think that these first-time voters who don't have a track record, may not be on the top of the pollsters' list to understand, are going to break Democratic or Republican in the general election?
I think that they are probably going to break Democratic, and again, it goes back to this whole notion of change. You know, I feel like there are two standard bearers of the Republican Party and the Democratic Party. We've got Ronald Reagan for the Republicans. We have John F. Kennedy for the Democrats, and you saw the same sort of thing when John F. Kennedy was president, and as he was looking to be elected. Not since that period of time have we seen young people so electrified, and you know, Barack Obama has a phenomenal way of engaging and reaching people across all genders, all sexes, all, you know, religious and ethnic backgrounds. And young people are feeling energized. They're feeling, you know, called upon to become a part of this, of what they feel is this great movement that Barack Obama is including them in. And I think for that reason, you will see a lot of the young people being attracted to the Democratic side. You know, I don't know if you got an opportunity to watch Senator McCain's speech after he won the Potomac primaries, and then also watch Senator Obama's speech after he won the primaries, but the contrast was absolutely amazing. I mean, Barack Obama was surrounded by so many young people, and the room was eclectic and it was energetic. And you know, he's, I think, maybe 46 years old. And then, you know, right after he spoke, you were able to witness John McCain give a speech. His speech was good substantively as well. However, you know, he was surrounded by people who were much older. The energy in the room was very, very different. And if you are a young person and you're looking at, you're sort of doing a compare and contrast of the two candidates, I would venture to guess that most young people are thinking Barack Obama is my man.
Well, let's go to a little bit of the Arizona senator speaking last night in Alexandria, Virginia.
To encourage a country with only rhetoric rather than sound and proven ideas, the trust and the strength and courage of free people is not a promise of hope. It's a platitude.
So that is Senator McCain attacking in a veiled way Senator Barack Obama, and Senator Obama responded. But when you look at this issue, Todd, certainly what Michelle was talking about, is it a question that Senator Barack Obama is only going to face that critique from conservatives or Republicans, or is he also facing a critique of how much substance he's put on the table from Democrats or liberals?
I think there is, in fact, a lingering critique about whether or not Obama can meet that challenge with regards to the experience question, etc. Right now, I think, however, he has sort of turned the tables in that the great level of mobilization that he has been able to really spur among young people, among independents, the way in which, in fact, he kind of gets these overflow crowds, and most importantly, both in funding and in terms of the margins of win that he's garnering in these last eight primaries, really is proving, at least on one side, that as of now, that criticism is a little bit thin. And so I think McCain, as Clinton is having to learn, should learn, that it's really going to take more than simply, you know, attacking hope. I mean, what does it mean to attack hope among Americans who, you know, the whole idea of the American dream is a notion of optimism. And so it's really kind of difficult to attack hope. You really have to get at something deeper and more substantive than sort of those types of veiled criticisms.
All right. Well, Todd and Michelle, that's all we have time for. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Todd Shaw. He's an assistant professor of political science and African American studies at the University of South Carolina. Also, Michelle Bernard. She's president and CEO of the Independent Women's Forum, a conservative think tank based in Washington, D.C. And she joined us from our NPR studios in Washington. Just ahead, a broader look at politics, and on our bloggers' roundtable, the rapper formerly known as Nasty Nas sports his N-word t-shirt at the Grammys. So when does the controversial album of the same name drop? And will he face a backlash? This is NPR News.